true colors from The Desert Storm by Blue Sunshine, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of George Lucas. Chapter 5.
They are flesh and blood. They live and breathe and die, Ben reminds himself,
grounding his vision in the present, stopping himself from hacking into his enemies like so many senseless droids.
They can't be rebuilt.
Deveronians are vicious fighters, but they aren't Dooku or Ventress or Maul or Grievous, or he doesn't think about that one. They're brawlers, all of them, not soldiers, and Ben has faced far more dedicated evil. He doesn't cut them down. He doesn't have to cut them down. He disarms and downs, and in the case of the weak-willed, simply puts them to sleep. As he works his way through the bridge of this aggravatingly large vessel, deflecting blaster fire and gleefully shredding the laser whips with the Force, watching them spark and die with satisfaction.
Master!
Ben whirls, blade up to guard, and a good thing, too. He barely deflects the bolt as the man with his Padawan flinched and fired on instinct. Ben gapes, lowering the blade, his heart screaming,
Cody!
Before reality catches up with him. There is no scar, and those eyes are too dark. That's not his commander, his friend. That's Jango Fett.
There you are,
Ben murmurs, puzzled, before his gaze drops to his Padawan, who looks unfocused at best, and...
Is he?
Ben questions.
Took a face full of spice. Mostly spice.
Ben grimaces, knowing there were all sorts of things spice could be cut and blended with, to varying and sometimes horrific result.
I see. Do you?
Fett snaps.
Kid fell through a vent right into the mess. He's too young.
Hence him being in the vents, Ben retorts, knowing the Mandalorian codes that a child had to be 14 to face battle, the true Mandalorian code at least. The arcane code said a child only need be 10.
Mandalore.
Ben presses a closed fist to the opposite side of his chest, and Fett pales.
Don't,
the younger man utters, jerking Obi-Wan upright when he started to sort of slide down. Ben sighs and closes the distance between him. Fett avoids his gaze, and Ben crouches down and heaves his Padawan over his shoulder, earning a yelp.
Master Nasaday,
Obi-Wan protests, and then stills abruptly, tensing. Ben turns his head, frowning, and his Padawan retches down his back.
The healers are going to kill me,
Ben mutters, and Obi-Wan moans, pressing his hands to his eyes, flushed in the face.
Padawan asleep.
He passes out, and Ben receives a dirty look from Fett.
Shall we?
Ben offers, gesturing ahead.
What are you doing here, Jedi?
Fett demands, switching out the power pack for the blaster in his hands. He's acquired several, apparently.
Tracking lost medical supplies for Shangri-La, Ben replies.
You? Fett jerks a hand towards his neck, expression dark and angry, and Ben focuses to make out the mark there under chafed skin. It's a brand. A slave brand.
Slave One,
Ben thinks, remembering Fett's ship.
Since Galadran,
Ben murmurs darkly. Fett jerks, glaring at him, looking too damn familiar.
The hell do you think you know about Galadran, Jetsi?
Though he was so very neatly played. The Jedi and the true Mandalorians, and that the Death Watch laughed while we slaughtered each other, Ben replies, shifting his grip on Obi-Wan and pressing back against the bulkhead junction so he could peer around the corner without getting shot.
Were you there?
Fett demands, grabbing his shoulder, blaster raised in threat. Ben looks back at him evenly.
No,
he replies. Fett glares back at him, studying his eyes.
Why do you have no name?
He asks roughly and rudely, releasing Ben and ducking around the corner, twitching a hand for all clear.
Sometimes you have to give up who you think you are in order to become who you need to be,
Ben replies. I walked away from one life in the hopes of making another. I couldn't do that and remain who I was, so I gave my name away. I'm not ashamed of it. Fett is quiet for a few minutes. Pondering that, and they make their way through another pair of Deveronians.
How the hell are you a Mandalorian Jedi?
Fett finally asks. How does a farmer become the Mandalore? Ben retorts.
I'm not, Fett snaps. The true Mandalorians are dead.
Not all of them, Ben snaps back. And Mandalore isn't something you can just give up, Jango Fett. You're no dumb Mandahattun. Jango swings at him, and Ben dodges, rebalancing so Obi-Wan doesn't slide off his shoulder.
Shut the hell up,
Fett orders darkly, turning back to the task at hand with the ease of a lifelong soldier, with the ease of a natural leader. Ben shuts up. Their hijacking of the spice freighter is rather anticlimactic. Most of the crew they took care of long before they arrived on the bridge, and the pilot was wise enough to surrender with the threat of a Jedi saber under his nose. Ben lays his Padawan down out of the way, bundling his own robe under the boy's head. Obi-Wan is sweating profusely, and he's restless even under a sleep suggestion. Ben lays his hand over his Padawan's brow and takes a moment to lend him some healing energy. They're definitely going to have to work on how to purge toxins from the body. Can you make sense of the controls? Ben asks, watching Fett frown over the consoles. Ships like this, outfits like this, were notorious for customizing their command center for the singular purpose of preventing incidents such as this.
I've been here 2 fucking years. They're not that creative, Fett mutters.
Ben studies the man discreetly. A solid fighter with superb training or not, Fett's been a slave on a spice freighter. He's leaner than he ought to be, dehydrated, and his pupils are blown wide. He may not be as affected as Obi-Wan, but he's got the drugs in his system as well, and there's a fine tremor running through his body. The ship lurches. Ben throws out a hand to steady himself, and Fett bounces off the control console with a curse.
The hell!
An alarm starts whining, and the display panel lights up. Sensor grids. Oh, Ben mutters irritably. It appears we're under attack.
What?
Fett whips around.
More of your Jatisse, he snarls.
Oh no, Ben sighs, running a hand over his beard. Pirates.